This is a Normal Nerds Podcast where two very normal dudes talk about very nerdy stuff. And what do I also feel like talking about? I'm your host, Maxwell Cerisio.
I'm your host, who's definitely hiding his keys from these characters, Dave Spates.
This episode, we're going to be bringing back the Spin the Wheel. This time, who would we let borrow a car for a weekend? Anime edition. So sit back, relax, and welcome to the Normal Nerds Podcast. All right, David.
Yo.
So last week, we spun this wheel and we decided biggest anime loser in fights. And it was Alphonse Eller?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure who lost.
Yeah, he came out last though, yeah. Yes.
And constantly, people are always arguing in anime. Who would win in this fight? What's this? And we're like, we thought, let's change it up. And we are going to do, once again, 20 characters, head-to-head. And we were picking the one out of the two characters who we wouldn't want to let borrow our car for a weekend.
Yes. It's going to be fun. I'm pumped for this one. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be a really fun one because there's a lot of nutbags
so out there. So it's not just responsibility. Like, yeah. It's not just picking the most responsible person here because there's responsible people, but, like, they're also evil.
Yes. Yes. Where we're picking who is... We're going for, this is like the last, like the last, who we wouldn't want.
Wouldn't.
Okay, they're yes. the one that's moving on yes. to the next round.
Got yes.
it. Just want to double check that.
Yep.
Yes, I'm pumped for it because there's a lot of psychos out there that I just like wouldn't trust with any kind of motor. Mm-hmm. So, you know, mm-hmm. like much yeah. less my car.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Exactly. This is why you come to Normal Nerds. We're not just debating strongest anime characters, best anime weapons, what's better, lightsabers or...
This is pretty dope.
No, I'm trying to think of another sword that's cooler than a lightsaber, but I don't really think there's any... Is there a cooler sword than a lightsaber, though? That's a different episode.
Yeah, that's a whole episode.
Yeah. But we talk about things like anime characters taking our cars for the weekend. So we're going to hop right into it. We're going to do 20 characters. We're going to start with the first two. First character. We're allowing Avatar.
Sure, yeah.
Because it's on the wheel.
List. Why not? Yeah,
sure. Iroh versus Blackbeard. This is super easy. Oh, fuck. This might end the whole entire thing. Obviously, Blackbeard, I would not want taking my
car. Iroh's awesome. He's not giving my car back.
Yeah, Iroh's awesome.
The only problem with Iroh is that he might drive around every tea shop and put miles on it. Like, whatever.
Yeah, but that's the worst thing that could happen.
That's the worst thing ever. Blackbeard's not giving my car
back. If anything, my car's blessed to have Iroh borrow it for a weekend.
Sure. I don't know about blessed, but it's got that old man smell in there, but okay.
The tea smell. It's going to smell like
no,
nice
maybe.
Teas.
That's a good point. Blackbeard. Regardless, Blackbeard, no way.
Yeah, Blackbeard's the worst.
Let's keep going. Let's see.
We were surprised last week, so. All right. That was the first two. Blackbeard versus Dobby, My Hero Academia.
That's the fire guy. Shoto's brother.
Oh, damn it.
At least my car will still exist if we give it to Blackbeard.
Will it, though? That's the thing. Because
Blackbeard needs... Blackbeard's a broke bitch. He's going to need someone to ride around
him. You know what? I feel like Blackbeard, though I'd hate to let him borrow the car, the one thing I think Blackbeard's going to do is just... He's the kind of guy who's going to borrow your car for the weekend. He will return it with no gas.
Yeah.
Some more dents and bruises you got. Definitely is going to smell like he threw a party in there.
100%.
Yeah. But he'll enjoy that.
Covered in pie.
Yeah. And he'll enjoy... Bad pie.
Yeah,
and he'll enjoy returning it to you that way, just to shove it in
your
face.
He'll laugh at you.
Yeah.
Dobby's going to burn my upholstery and then my car and then throw it at my house. So.
Yeah.
I don't trust most people. Actually, that's a good point. I really don't trust most people in the My Villain Academia to touch my car.
Yeah, that's true.
Because, like, they're just, like, even if we take out their powers, they're just horrendous people with, like, other people's stuff.
Okay, I think we should add a caveat. They have to return it.
Okay, fair enough.
They have to return it.
Fair enough. He's returning it to me, and it's going to be a smoldering wreck of fire.
Yeah, it will be. Yeah.
He's going to burn it. He'll get it back to me, and then he'll set it on fire for fun.
Yes. Okay, so Dobby.
Dobby's moving on.
Dobby versus Genos, One Punch Man. Or Genos.
Oh, Dobby's moving on. Genos is going to give it back to me polished, oil changed.
And it might actually be like souped up.
Yeah, he might do that. He might do that. Yeah, that's not even a hard one.
So Dobby moving on to that one. That was what?
Three.
That was four characters.
Four? Oh,
so we're on
five. Oh, I see how the math works.
Ooh, Dobby versus Madara.
Hmm. I feel like
it's got to be Dobby again, right? Moderate, like, really, he's like a
he's not crazy. Yeah. Yeah,
he just wanted to destroy the world.
Yeah. Yes.
But he doesn't, like, you know.
I still think Dobby's
worse. Dobby's a terrorist.
I still think Dobby's worse because, like, both of them will return my car with probably, like, blood splatter on the hood because they're running over people they hate. You know, Dobby, just anyone in the street, and Madara, any Senju he finds. But, like,
I feel like the reason I think Madara might be better would be
the car's back.
The car's back. Dobby's also gets returned. But I think the difference is Madara. I really think Madara would be like, you are blessed by the presence that I drove your car.
Yeah, probably.
This is now the best car that's ever existed. And
probably,
be like,
yeah,
All right.
And
awesome. He probably, actually, the most annoying aspect about Madara, he'd probably come back around to check that, like, how great the car is doing.
Probably.
Because he touched it.
Yeah, probably. I can see that happening.
So that's the thing. He might return it back totally fine.
I can see that. I definitely think he's going to run people over with it.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, that's true.
He's definitely going to kill some Senju. But yeah. Dobby's going to kill random people. So.
Okay, so that was Dobby. Dobby moves on again. That's 5. People are on our 6th one. Okay. We have to be nice. Dobby versus Sakura. I get it. Sakura's probably gonna crash the car for reasons.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Probably for a dual threat reason.
Yeah,
actually,
she's probably gonna hit a curb or two. But it's Dobby.
Yeah, it's still Dobby. At least Sakura will, like, pay for it if she
Sakura's
breaks it or something.
Sakura's a normal person.
Yeah, she will. She might break the steering wheel on accident, but, like, that's true. You know? But that's Dobby, once again, Dobby's going to set my car on fire in front of me, so.
Yeah, it's like, if road rage happens, Sakura's is not as bad as Dobby's, because Dobby's car, the car just catches on fire if Dobby's pissed.
That's true. That's very true, yes. Yeah,
Sakura breaks your steering wheel, yeah, sure, but the car's not on fire.
Yeah, she'll at least pay for it. She's still a goody two-shoes, so.
Yeah, okay. I lost track.
6?
That was 6.
Because 4 was before.
Okay, so 7. We're moving on 7. Dobby versus Eri, My Hero Academia. This is tough. She's a child.
I think we might have to give it to the kid. She can't drive. She can't drive.
And you'll get in trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
Eri has to.
It's going to be terrible. Not only is she going to crash it, she might die.
She
first
might
off.
Die. Yeah.
That'd be horrible. Yeah. At least Dobby's just negatively affecting my car.
Yeah.
But now I could get arrested.
It'd be really bad. Yeah. It'd be really bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
She could, that'd be bad. She could also, like, accidentally disappear most of your car with her, like, de-evolution power.
She'd get lost and never get found. She could get lost and never get found again.
Yeah, that's true, Yeah. She could drive the car into the river.
If we didn't pick her, we'd be villains.
Yeah, we'd be pretty bad. We'd be pretty bad. Yeah.
Did not see this coming.
I did not think about the kid thing.
Eri, all right, so we're on to 8. Eri. Eri versus Eren Yeager.
Aaron will give you your car back.
It's Eri. That's still the one I don't want to give my car. I just want to give Eren Yeager my car out of just fuck you.
Yeah. That's true.
Like,
yeah.
He honestly is probably just going to return it and nothing's really going
to
happen.
No, he's going to return 20% of it to you. Just the steering wheel or something.
Or it's just going to be full of just tear stains.
Oh, probably. Yeah. What a fucking wimp.
But. Literally, he's probably the first character on here. All the other characters, I'm just like, all right, I gotta let you borrow my car. Minus Eri, which we've decided that's the worst option.
Yeah.
He's the first that he's like, can I borrow your car? I'd be like, fuck you, no.
Yeah, no. Why do you think we're friends?
I would have picked Blackbeard over Eren.
I agree with that, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But Eri's gotta move on. She's a child. Damn. All right. On to number 9. Eri versus Rengoku.
Rengoku? Once again, gonna wax thing.
Once again, I'd be honored.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, nice, awesome, cool.
I'd be in a group of people and he's like, I need someone to borrow my car. I'd be like, oh, I have a car right here. I'd literally smack your keys out of there. I'd be like,
yeah. That's not even a competition. That's not even a competition.
Eri again. On to number 10.
Yes.
Yeah, you got to start remembering that.
Oh, sure.
Eri versus Overhaul. That's sad, and I really wish these two weren't going against each other, because...
I think we still have to give it to Eri.
We still have to give it to Eri.
Yeah.
I think until we come across someone who's going to literally use the car for pure evil. Like, pure evil. Overhaul won't. Overhaul's bad, but they're not that bad.
Yeah. Yeah, he'll give it back to you, probably.
Like, I think if we got, like...
He'll probably be in fine condition, too. Like, he's probably just going to... drive around and do drug deals wherever he does.
Yeah. Like if Shao Tucker came up, I'd be like, ah, we can't give the card to that guy.
No, we can't, because he's gonna kill more kids. Yeah. If we just lose Aerie, that's one
sad.
Thing. Yeah.
But yeah.
If Aerie just gets hurt, that's sad. But he's gonna go kidnap kids.
Did I say 9 or 10 last time?
You said 10 last time. So we're on 11 now.
Yep. Okay. Aerie versus Kokushibo Demon Slayer. Kokushibo.
I don't know who that is at all. Kokushibo.
I gotta look it up because I don't know.
Maybe one of the demons. That's gonna be a tough one if it's one of the demons, because they will just do pure evil with it.
No, it's the oh yeah, it's this demon, the number one.
Oh yeah, the first moon, huh?
Yeah.
I don't.
It's gotta be. We can't have the card.
I think we. I don't think. Yeah, he's gonna.
He's
do bad
literally
stuff.
Just gonna kill so he's many humans.
Yeah, he's just gonna kill everybody.
Yeah. However, he only drives at night.
That's true.
Yeah, he'll kill Aerie. It's very bad decision on our part that we might get arrested letting a child run it. This guy's gonna kill so many people.
Yeah, and then our
and
car,
children.
And then our car's involved in all that. Yeah, and so then we're connected to that too. So we're on the news for being idiots that gave it to a we gave our car to a six eyed demon.
Not even arrested. Yeah. They're just like, look at these morons.
They gave their car to a guy that looks like this.
Yeah. Okay, so first moon?
The first moon, yeah. First moon. I don't know what his name is.
Kokushibo.
Hmm. Interesting.
Kokushibo, we're on number 12. Kokushibo versus Sasuke.
We still gotta give it to the Kokushibo, demon.
Yeah. We have to give it the first moon. Sasuke, it depends on where you are in the arc.
In the Sasuke, yeah exactly. Yeah.
Where he is now, yes, it'd be totally fine. You can give it to Sasuke. Yes. You can barely, and if you have a stick, well, you can't drive it anyways. But yeah, it's gotta be the demon still.
Yeah, the demon's still pretty bad.
Okay, first moon. All right.
So we're on 13 now?
13.
Okay.
Kokushibo versus Azula.
This is the one I'm scared about getting. Azula's gonna.
She's not as bad as the demon.
Yeah, I think you're right.
She
yeah.
is bad though. I would love to let Azula borrow my car.
Why?
As long as I get to ride around.
No. They're taking it for the weekend.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't.
Yeah. No. She's gonna. She will also torture cars.
Yeah. That. Nah. She might not torture that. Once again, I think you're gonna get a return with like drugs and stuff in it.
Probably, yeah.
But it's still
called, the she'll call the cops on you to do a sting.
Yeah, I still don't think she's gonna kill as many people though.
I'd agree with that. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, because she doesn't just have a hate for human life.
No, yeah.
You know, yeah. And she doesn't eat people either.
That's very true. First moon versus 13. 14. We're 14. 14. First moon versus Ace. Once again, that's pretty easy.
Yeah, that's not
Ace is. Yeah. Once again, nice guy.
Why are we getting so many fire users in this?
That is
car?
Very true.
Why is our car have so many flammable people in it?
Also, the first moon, I don't even know what his breathing technique is.
It might be fire. Who knows?
Or is demon magic. Could
no
be fire.
Idea. It could be fire. I have
could
no
be
idea,
fire.
Because
yeah. we've seen that already with. Yeah. What the hell is his sister's name? Nezuko.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah. On to 15.
Still going with the demon. Still going with the demon.
First moon, on to 15. Versus Daki, Demon Slayer. That's another demon.
That's that's the girl.
This guy's worse.
That's the sixth. Yeah.
That guy's worse. We got the second worst demon in the show.
We did, yeah. We did get the second worst demon in the show. I think so I think just by that logic he has to keep moving on. Mm. Why just we don't know what this guy has done at all. I know it's something bad probably. Why just some random thing where he's actually a demon that doesn't kill people for some reason? Pretty just
the
strongest.
Like huge idiots.
That'd be this whole episode would be invalidated.
Actually his whole entire thing. Just because we're so good at predicting anime, it gets to the point where we're like, what's his big thing? It's like, his big thing is he borrows people's wagons and returns them. Perfect. I'd be like, well, damn, we really messed that one up.
Oh, yeah, we missed the mark hard. So keep it with the first moon, just because, like,
what are we on, 15?
We just did 15, so we're on 16.
16, okay. First moon versus Zenitsu Demon Slayer. First moon.
First moon still. First moon. How are we in Demon Slayer?
17. Right? First moon versus Edward Elric. First moon.
Yeah, still the first moon.
And actually,
that one's going to come back with some dings in it, though.
It might come back with some dings in it. And
it'll still be your card.
Once again, I think the more human the world gets, the more, more higher chance I'm like, okay, this guy's going to be fine.
Yeah, that's true. I worry Ed can't drive. But other than that, it's still the
moon. Can he drive? Was there a scene?
Is it canonically that he can? I can't imagine he drives well. But regardless, the moon still gets it.
First moon is 17. We're on 17 now. First moon versus Asta.
From Black Clover?
Yeah, it's the first moon again.
Yeah. But now we're just like,
we're getting a lot of good guys.
Yeah, we're getting the level of like, these guys can't drive for sure, yeah, and they're gonna wreck your car.
Like if it was like Oscar versus Ed, yeah, then I'd pick Ed. But
I'd still pick Ed. Yeah, there's no way Oscar can drive. No, there's no shot.
Yeah,
I do not. I know he can't even. No, he can't even fly a broom. He can't even fly the cars in their world.
He would try to fly your car.
Yeah, he would. Yeah, he definitely would. Or worse, he just trying to like, when like, oh, he'd do one of those things where he drives into a corner and just like pulls it out or something like that, yeah, so strong, and then yeah, he's like scratching and breaking the fender and all that stuff. All
right, for First Moon, we're on 18 now. First Moon versus Light. I'm gonna go Light. I think we're gonna go Light. I know Light kills bad people. But he's gonna kill so well.
Depends on
he would not get caught.
Yeah, that's true. It depends on the context of this. And it's like, is he gonna kill people with a car, or is he just gonna be like?
What if he's just
keeping up his appearance?
But what if he's using the car to like hide in different places so he can write in secret in the notebook? And then a lot of people are getting killed.
He can definitely cover a lot more surface area than the First Moon can.
Yeah, that's my thing. But the First Moon is like, the First Moon is killing children. Light's not killing children. Did he kill children? He never killed a child.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah,
no,
this guy's killing children.
Yeah. And once again, I think I'm going to give it to the First Moon still. Oh, yeah, only because the demons in that world are literally the worst.
Yeah,
so it's worse. Like,
that was close, though. That was close.
That's close, because, like, once again, like, you're definitely get your car back. You probably won't know anyone died in it or died because of it and all that stuff, and they'll, like, do a good job with it. But, like, once again, while he was in that car, he killed, like, thousands of people.
Yeah,
probably.
That's the thing, is I guess in reality, we're, like, let's take, imagine we didn't know about Light. We would never know he killed anyone.
Exactly, yes.
The demon will know.
Yes.
Like, sure. That will know.
Look, just look at him. Look at him. I'm going to see him. He's got six eyes.
Yeah, okay. So, First Moon versus number 19, Sanji. Super easy on that one. Your car's just going to smell like cigarettes. That's
for it. Sure, yeah. That's it.
That's literally all that's going to happen.
Yeah. For
sure. Last one, number 20, First Moon versus Akizawa, My Hero Academia. Who's that again? Aizawa.
Aizawa, that's Eraserhead, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
First Moon. He's a hero.
Yeah.
All right, Demon Moon. All right, not bad. Not bad.
That threw me off pretty hard. You know, Aerie threw me off.
Yeah,
when that came up, I was like, oh, damn.
When that one came up, I was like, oh, now we might be ruined.
I was like, I didn't even think about that.
That's like, kids are not good.
But yeah, I really, now that I think about it, it's like, yeah, it really comes down to like the worst demon. Because they're like, villains are bad, but demons are just going to take the car and just kill.
Yeah, for the fun of it. Like, they're so messed up. So, whoa. Good one, though. That was a really fun
one. We'll continue more of these. You know, house sitting.
Watching your dog.
I think the next one we're going to do, cooking meal.
Ooh, I like that one. I like that one. Let's put the Delicious and Dungeon people in there.
Yeah. I don't know who's on this list, but it's a random spinny thing. But that would be interesting, actually.
That'd be pretty fun, yeah.
All right. Once again, all the demons on that one definitely don't want to cook in this, because they're probably just going to kill you.
They have to cook you a meal. So yeah, maybe they'll poison you. I'm just afraid they'll put people in it.
Yeah.
I don't want to eat people.
They'd have to be people.
Yeah. They'd have to be people. I don't even know if they can eat real food.
I don't think they can. Can they? They might be able to. Have we seen? Well, he doesn't count.
Michael Jackson
doesn't count.
Oh, no, absolutely not. He's not. He's a demon above.
Yeah. Well, First Moon, Coco, whatever. Shubo.
First Moon.
First Moon.
Six eyes.
Is if you disagree with any of our choices, let us know, and we'll tell you why you're wrong. Thank you, Normal Nerd Nation, for listening and maybe even watching another podcast episode. Make sure you follow us on Twitter, Reddit, YouTube, and Instagram. Davis is always posting hilarious memes on there.
Also, like and subscribe while you're at it, and leave a rating if you have some time. It helps people find the show.